Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Tainis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos of Shlaim Zalman v'zgasar Marasiyat v'chayes chalatzeim. They should be gebench with Asach Hatzlacha and Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa b'shefa, and Kol Tov Sela, and b'schos Esther Bas Rachel. Shish b'zecher to find Reziv v'kagon b'karav mamish. Now before we begin this Mishnah, it's important to know the following. All the Kehanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, 24 groups, and each Mishmar served 1 week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash. Now each Mishmar was also divided into something called Batei Av, and each Beis Av served 1 day in the Beis HaMikdash that their Mishmar was serving. Now bearing that in mind, the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Tanias HaRishonos, the first set of 3 fast days. Remember we had said that if it didn't rain by a certain time, so we have 1 set of 3 fast days, then we have another set of 3 fast days, and if it still doesn't rain, we have a 3rd set of 7 fast days. First set of 3 fast days, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin V'loy Mashlimin. The men of the Mishmar, meaning the Kehanim who their Mishmar is serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to start the fast, but they're not going to complete it, meaning they're going to eat before the end of the day. That's because there might be too much avodah for the Beis Av, which is serving that day, and other people from the Mishmar are going to have to help them, and it can't be that they're fasting the entire day because they're not going to have koach to help out. And v'anshe Beis Av, the people of the Beis Av, meaning the Kehanim that are serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, lo'hoi misan and klal, they wouldn't fast at all because they didn't have koach to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now shalosh shniyos, the second set of 3 fast days, which we had said is a little bit more chomer than the first set, anshe Mishmar misanin u'mashlimin, the Kehanim of the Mishmar of that week, they're going to fast and complete that whole fast, va'anche base of Mis'anav Loi Mashlimin, and the Kehanim of the base of, who are serving that day in the base of Mikdash, they have to fast a little bit, but they don't conclude their fast because they still need a little bit of kayach to do the avodah in the base of Mikdash. Shevach Roinos, now the last set of 7 fast days, Eluvelu Mis'anin U'Mashlimin, both the Kehanim of the Mishmar and the base of, they have to fast the entire day. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Whereas Vacham Ma'im L'Cham are more Meikol. And they say no. Shalosh Tanias HaRishonos, Elu Ve'elu Lo'ehem Mis'anin Klal. The first set of 3 fast days, neither the Kehanim of that Mishmar of that week or the Kehanim of the Beis Av, which are serving that day, are going to fast at all. Shalosh Shniyos, the second set of 3 fast days, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin, the Kehanim of the Mishmar of that week, they're going to fast, but they're not going to complete the fast, again, because they might be called in to help out if there's too much Avaida. Anshei Beis Av, Lo'ehem Mis'anin Klal, and the Kehanim of that Beis Av that are serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't fast at all. And Shevach Roinos, the last set of 7 fast days, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin U'Mashlimin, the Kehanim of the Mishmar, they're going to fast and complete that fast, Anshei Beis Av Mis'anin V'loy Mashlimin, and the Kehanim of the Beis Av that are serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they are going to fast a little bit, but they're not going to complete the fast, again, because they are serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, and they need to have Kayach to do all the Avodah. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now talking about the Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Beis Av, but nothing to do with the fast day. Anshei Mishmar Mutarin Lishtais Yain Balelos, Avoloi Bayamim. The Kehanim of that Mishmar, they're allowed to drink wine during the night, but not during the day. They're not allowed to drink wine during the day because they might be called upon to help out with the Avaida, and we know that a kohen that drank wine is not allowed to do Avaida. However, they are allowed to drink wine at night because they're not going to be called on to do any Avaida during the night. There really isn't any Avaida done at night in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'anshei Beis Av, but the Kehanim of the Beis Av that are serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, Loi Bayam V'loi Balayla, they're not allowed to drink wine during the day or at night. And the reason why they're not allowed to drink at night is because sometimes there's a little bit of avodah that had to be done at night. For example, if there wasn't enough time to be makriv all the different parts of the karbanis on the mizbeach, those parts are brought at night. So that's why the kohanim of the Beis Av are not allowed to drink wine at night either. Another din, Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Maimid Asurim L'Sapro L'Mechabes, the kohanim of that Mishmar and of the Maimid, which we're going to explain in a moment what that is, the whole week of their Mishmar, they're not allowed to take haircuts or wash their clothing. That's because we want to make sure that they come into their Mishmar ready looking groomed with pressed clothing. So if we tell them they're not allowed to take haircuts or wash their clothing during their Mishmar, they're going to make sure to do so beforehand. However, b'chamishi, on Thursday of the week of their Mishmar, mutarim b'nei kavod Shabbos, they are allowed to do so because of kavod Shabbos. Just the rest of the week, they're not allowed to. Now, before we conclude, we'll just briefly explain what the Anshei Maimid are, and the reason why we're going to do so briefly is because later on in the Masechta, we're going to discuss this more at length. So just as we described, the Kehanim were broken up into 24 Mishmarais, and each Mishmar served 1 week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash, so other Yidin who are not Kehanim were formed into groups called Ma'amadais. And these Ma'amadais rotated on a weekly basis. Some of them would be in the Beis HaMikdash watching the Kehanim bring the Kabbarnais, and some of them would be in their towns and cities, and they had a whole regimen of davening and doing other things during their week of their Maimid. So we just said in the Mishnah is that these people, the Maimid, they're not allowed to take haircuts or wash their clothing during the week of their Maimid. They have to do so beforehand, but on Thursday, L'Kavod Shabbos, they're allowed to. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.